This is the Sons of Betches Podcast, and I'm Josh.
I'm Blake.
And I'm Landon.
What's up, Sons of Betches? Back for another week.
Sons of Betches. Sons of Betches.
I know.
Watch your mouth.
But he is bitches too.
Don't call people bitches.
Why not?
Is it the people like or is he talking about us?
I mean.
I feel like it could go either way.
Take it as you want.
Hell yeah.
But this week, we finally went to the ABC store together. Man, as we friends.
Well, I didn't buy anything.
Collective soul.
Yeah. And we found the most... Bottom American shelf. Patriotic bottle.
Egregious.
Of whiskey, so we had to buy it. It's called the Redneck Riviera. I assume it's owned by Mr. John Rich himself.
His name's on the bottle.
It is.
In autograph form.
That's why I assume
and a picture of him.
They don't mean he owns it. He could just be a spokesperson for it.
I mean, he could be. I don't know. Dude's a fucking Fox News contributor, man.
Yep. Proud to partner with Folds of Honor. But the bottles, of course, got a nice star on it, some red, white, and blue type coloring on it.
Could just be Texas.
America.
It is, in a way, but I mean, it's Redneck Riviera, like I said, in Tennessee, I believe.
Definitely not Texas.
Nope.
Almost at the same time.
Double shot.
Simultaneously.
Wait, let me get mine.
Let's see what you're cooking.
I don't know if it gets more like... We got some Busch Lattes, we got some Coors Light, and fucking Redneck Riviera.
Hell yeah. If you're going to go big.
Does anybody have a white beater on?
I can smell it already. I ain't even... Look, it's... What?
Oh, God.
3.5 feet away from my face right now, and I can smell it. That's the first one I think God. I've ever smelled like that we've done on the show.
Wait, woo! Let's see. The notes, yes, sir. It says...
Whiskey.
It says it's whiskey. It says it's rubbing a full-bodied, delicately smooth spirit, perfect for when you are ready to get down. Get with an eye.
Oh.
It's a small batch of whiskey, bright notes of vanilla, oak, caramel, and a touch of honey.
It sounds delicious.
Yeah.
It does.
Fucking bugs in the cotton.
So when Cat Williams was talking about white people.
What the fuck?
Like, tonight we're getting fucked up. This is exactly what he was talking about.
95% American light whiskey aged 2 years and 5% American whiskey aged at least 1 year.
At least 1 year.
At least 1 year.
Could be a year and 9 months.
Could be a year and a day.
Could be. Let's just mix a bunch of shit up and gentlemen. Sell some jars.
It doesn't smell that bad to your face, but like over here, I can smell it like since I opened up that bottle.
It's not terrible.
Oh, wow, it's not. Holy shit.
I was really expecting it to be much worse.
Oh, yeah, I was
the
expecting
way it smelled.
A pretty nasty hit there.
Yeah, I had to admit, it's not bad.
Damn, that's not bad. What the
fuck? That was bottom shelf.
What the? That was like $18.50
with mason
two
jars.
Fucking mason jars. Yeah. It was like a palm
did
shop.
Did you get a taste of like peppermint on the back end of that?
I didn't taste.
No, what
peppermint.
The fuck is wrong with you?
I swear, I got like a little taste of like a mint of some type on the back end of it.
Oh, I just forgot to spit out my Altoid.
I didn't get no mint.
I did. I got like a little hint of mint.
Damn, dude. What the fuck?
Dude, that's like...
I was not expecting that. It's my new I'm about to go buy a bunch of mason jars.
Might be my new budget bottle.
Oh, yeah. This shit's great with everything.
We're going to have to tag John Rich in this place. Bruh, what'd you do?
Yo, this shit's good, man. When you going to start raping us and selling it for $80 a bottle?
After this podcast.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah. He's going to say... What about those Sons of Batches podcast?
You bet your ass. I'm going to tag his ass in On Instagram.
Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I got some pictures to give you.
Yeah, I have been fucking slacking hard on that.
I got some pictures.
I keep thinking about it and I'm like,
Well, it is what it is.
Well, if you're like me, like, it's just work all fucking day. And then after that, it's family all day. So then you just, you don't think about it.
No.
It's not even that. It's like, I think about it and I'm just a lot lazier than probably your average American. And just scrolling through my pictures to find the pictures of the bottles of whiskey I've taken pictures of.
Yeah.
It's just like, it just seems exhausting.
Well, does the iPhone have a search engine on your pictures?
Yeah, I don't know if you can just search whiskey, though.
Dude,
you can search
bottle. I totally could do that, man, on the Droid.
You put it in titties, and it doesn't bring up titty pics.
I'm talking about in your library of pictures.
Yeah, I'm saying.
What about boobs or breasts?
All I found was a picture of me mowing the grass. It was fucked up.
I think lingerie gets
this
you close.
This is shitty.
Lingerie gets you close. Which, how the fuck does lingerie, how it looks... Spell lingerie.
It's French. I don't know. I was just saying. I guess it's French. I don't know. I have no idea.
It sounds French.
When it people does. Say lingerie, I think it's kind of spelled right. Laundry with like a fucking accent mark.
Close it sounds enough. Like somebody would be like, lingerie!
Lingerie!
Exactly.
And we just lost all of our French fans.
I actually do believe we had some listeners in France.
Nice.
I know we had a bunch over there. Not anymore.
You
Europe
pieces
and stuff.
Of shit.
They're like, toast, what they fuck? They're like, fucking Americans. We don't sound like that.
We had one, India. We had somebody in India listening. That's
our cartoon
neat.
Characters are candlesticks.
You guys canceled Stinky the Pew.
Fuck you.
Yo, that sounds a little guy. German.
Nine. Oh, man.
We should have a show called Impressions Around the World.
We should. I totally thought tonight was going to be Sons of Batches. I really did. He was on the fence. I almost had him here because normally I don't have my kids on Thursday. You know, that's why I'm available to do it. But, you know, like we talked about before, a lot of things are going to be changing up here and we're just trying to accommodate the situation at hand. But, so I had him tonight and it's like, oh shit. Yeah, you try. He's like, I don't really know him like that. I never met him. I'm like, yes, you have. What are you talking about? Have y'all not met my son?
Yeah.
I mean, I like talked like
right, but you've met him though. You've seen him though. Yeah. I mean, that's enough.
Yeah. I've talked to him a time or two.
Right.
Kicked my ass in damn cornhole three times.
Yeah. So like, I'm like, dude, what's your problem, man? But you know, it is what it is.
Man, we'll just give him a shot of whiskey and we'll let him loosen up.
Exactly. Damn. Off the air.
Yeah. We don't condone underage drinking.
Fucking mosquitoes, man.
No kids were drunk in this film.
I'm over here swatting mosquitoes.
It's just like
talking.
That fucking cornhole tournament we went to. It took me a minute to get him to a cornhole fucking tournament. I finally got him there and he was like, yeah, this is pretty dope.
Something Landon just said, I don't know. My mind fucking works in mysterious ways, I guess. You said no kids were drunk in this film, and my mind instantly shot to like the end of like a fucking porno or something.
Oh, God. I was thinking something more like what's that fucking movie? Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
They go around with these homemade paddles that they made.
Yeah,
dude, that's not bad. That's wild, dude.
Yeah,
I was not expecting that.
Yeah, that is wild. How good
and is I was expecting some straight up fucking old granddad.
And
fucking,
it's 80 proof?
Fucking harshness.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not bad.
No, it's not, man.
Yeah, because I was expecting, you know, the old rubbing alcohol type ordeal. Yeah. Just like.
And that's really how it smelled like it was going to be.
It did. When I opened the bottle, I was like, oh shit, it's going to hit. It's going to be tough. No, damn. Surprised.
Not too shabby. Somebody
I'm putting in a horseshoe pit.
That's not where my mind went, but then it did. Like you sold me on it. You sold me. I was like, man, they're back there trying to get them in, dude. Like, we got a barbecue this Saturday.
It might be what they're doing. They do have. I think
and
they
it was great
barbecue.
With the fucking caramel brulee. Like fucking.
Oh my god.
Caramel brulee.
Caramel brulee is what I got.
Mm.
Caramel brulee vape.
Yeah, it's smooth.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Well, man, I'm like fucking chain vaping that motherfucker because it's like, ooh, dessert. Probably shouldn't have got the fat kid flavor.
Dude, when I used to do them, I used to love the one that was the cheesecake flavored. It was like a strawberry cheesecake you can get.
Yeah.
Fucking A, man. Or yeah, was I it got, cherry cheesecake? It was
one I got one that's like strawberries and cream.
Yeah.
Which is good.
I think they should
have like a brisket flavor.
Good God.
Like, because if you're going to smoke something.
Think about it. Didn't you see all like the really big fat people smoking them?
Yeah. That's good, boy. The coveralls. Them overalls, the jean overalls.
Look, hell yeah.
With the little red zipper. Yeah.
Help you lose weight. You eat you a little thing of broccoli and take you a puff
like
of that.
You like that, boy.
Eat you some cucumbers.
Yeah, but I like how all that stuff tastes already.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Hit this vape, boy.
I mean, I imagine you get too fat, you eat too much broccoli.
I don't know. It probably cause strokes or some shit. There's no time. Everything's bad for you. Everything. Yeah. So, I mean.
In excess, I guess.
Yeah.
This causes kidney failure, but who knows? Yeah.
Turns out the little florets on the broccoli, they plugged your liver.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck! And I thought it was going to be the alcohol.
There is one thing that's definitely going to happen no matter what you eat. You're going to die. So, enjoy what you eat.
100% of people who drink water die.
That's right.
That's true.
Also,
most of them have water in them.
Also, 100% of serial killers have drank water at least once in their
life. Or ate cereal.
Or people.
Yeah, right. Some of them have.
Yeah. Tricks are for kids. Oh, my gosh.
Cheeks and fava beans.
No, them vapes, though, it's ridiculous now. It used to be, you know, menthol and regular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like tobacco flavored.
Dude, yep. I remember the regular
it's
tobacco
crazy.
Ones.
Like, there's so many flavors now that you're like, what the fuck's Dragon Monkey? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I want to taste it, though, just to see.
Yeah.
It's wild, man.
I've learned, like, since, like, really getting back into it, like, you just don't ask the fucking people at the store, like, what's what.
So what's good, buddy?
Like, I was like,
there's a $75 one here. You need to try it.
Yeah. It's been sitting on the shelf for
what's that
nine
one that
months?
Says like Monster Blast? Like, what is that? I don't know.
I don't smoke this shit.
This shit will kill you.
You want another ticket?
Here, I sell you one half off.
I used to work. I'm sorry. Go ahead, story time.
Well, no, I was just saying, I remember when you first, you know, had them and you couldn't get a hit like a real cigarette, you know, and that was like the biggest issue. You couldn't get a real hit. Now there ain't no problem with it.
No,
now.
No. Now it's like, fuck, you just smoked a carton.
Yeah.
Yeah. One hit.
They're still getting that cornhole pit in. I mean, horseshoe pit in. Cornhole pit.
Cornhole pit in. They're doing it way wrong.
My bag's stuck.
You're not supposed to nail it to the ground.
I worked with this Mexican when I used to put tires
that's
on.
Not nice.
No, he's Mexican. I asked him how he got here. He said, I swam. And he's legit, too. Like, he legit swam here, you know. Like,
from Mexico or from Cuba?
Mexican. So he come across the Rio Grande.
Yeah.
But he was a cool old dude, man. Like, we put tires on, man. We were broke as shit. You know, it was one of those down times where I was laid off. And I was just trying to make ends meet, man. And I worked with it. He was so fun, though, man. He made my workday fun. Like, his name's Carlos. And he was actually an uncle to the guy that I was helping out at the tire place. And we was working off Rockquarry Road in Raleigh. And we would get, like, $20 a tire. I mean, that's what they would sell for. Because they'd go pick them up at the junkyard, and he'd buy them for, like, $5 a piece. And then we'd sell, like, 100, 150 tires a Saturday, and he'd make mine, you know. And he'd pay us all, and we was just dirty as shit. We was happy to get 60, 80 bucks a day, you know. So it was tough times. But the dude was so fucking cool. Like, so every single Saturday around lunchtime, he's like, I'm going to go get my medicine. And he would take off. He'd come back with a six-pack of Budweiser. He would get between the two fucking transfer trailers. That's what we were working out of, two transfer trailers, just the trailers. And they had just tires stocked all up in there. Duran would go in there. He'd read them off. R.I.P. Duran, one of my best friends, died in a car accident. But He'd go in there, he'd read them off, he'd get them out there. We change them, man. We was all right, we got another one coming in. And, you know, it was a real bit. We thought we was the shit, you know. But yeah. it was fucking flea market, man, you know. But he was so fucking, he made my day worthwhile, man. He said, "You want some medicine?" I was like, "Yeah, man. Hell yeah. I ain't going to turn it down." But we were talking about the flavors with the vapes and shit. It got me thinking about a joke this dude told me. He said, I'm not going to do it in a Mexican accent, but I'm going to hit some spots, I'm sure, because I'm trying to think of how he told it to me, man. God rest his soul. He's no longer living either. But dude told me, he said, man, one time there was this guy, he was walking down the road, and this man was selling apples. And he said, "Do you want an apple?" He's like, "Yeah, I'll take an apple." He said, "It'd be $25. He's like, "I'm not paying $25 for a fucking apple." He said, "No, I can make this apple taste like anything you want." He said, "Oh, okay, okay. Well, I want an apple to taste like a steak." He said, "Oh, that's going to be $35. He said, "No, all right, fuck it. I got to see what this dude's got." So he gives him $35. He tastes it. It tastes just like a fucking steak. He said, "Okay, all right. That's a hard thing to do. I'll give you some credit there." So he got talking with him some more. He said, "I tell you what, this time I want it to taste not only like a steak, but I want a baked potato flavor. I want a salad, and I want some dessert at the end. I want it to be like a four-course meal there." He said, "Okay, that's going to cost you like $75. He said, "All right." So give him the money. He started eating apple. It was all good. Went all the way through it. Got through the four courses. Like, damn, this motherfucker is giving me apple taste just like everything I fucking asked for. This is amazing. So he's about to leave. He's like, "You want the really expensive apple?" He's like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "I got an apple taste just like pussy." He said, "Okay, how much is that going to cost me?" He said, "It's $200. He said, "All right, I can't believe I'm about to pay fucking $200 for apple, but here's $200. And he bit into that fucking apple, and he said, "Man, this thing tastes like shit." He said, "Turn it around." Oh, my God. And I remember Carlos sitting in between them trailers drinking on his Budweiser. He told me that shit. And it just made my day. I was like, I will never forget this. Like, yeah. Those times, man, in your life, they're so, yeah. Like, you know, just... Yeah. It's wild, man, but like that's the thing, it's like you hold on to, man. He said, because he had that Mexican, he said, "Turn it around," and he had no teeth up front. He's like, ah. He's hitting me like this, and I'm like, God, this dude is freaking great, man. I just love this guy. And oh my gosh, that was so good to me. So a little reminiscing on some good old memories. He said, "Turn it around."
That's great.
Oh my gosh. So tell your buddies at work. That's a great joke.
I don't
try to make an accent, though.
Josh doesn't have any buddies.
I don't have any buddies at work. I talk to the cat.
Tell your wife. She's not going to like it.
Is that styrofoam or popcorn?
That is...
Both.
Styrofoam?
Yeah, styrofoam. There's a piece of popcorn in my chair. I was like, what the fuck?
There might be.
Joke of the week. Don't
I think we ate some popcorn out here one night.
We didn't.
No, not us. No. Me and the lady were sitting in chairs drinking and talking to the neighbors.
"You want some popcorn?" "Fuck yeah.
Want some popcorn?"
Neighbors, I saw your neighbor last night.
Which one?
Right here.
That one?
The one, yeah. What's her name?
Michelle.
She was playing pool at Cleveland Draft House.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to a Preston's ball game in Clayton, and we went there afterwards for dinner.
Yeah.
Dude, I got out of there paying like $62 for four of us.
That's not bad.
And wow. I mean, right? I was like, what the fuck? Because I drank three fucking draft beers. So.
Is it like $2 drafts or something?
I don't. Dude, they were fucking Deep River.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I got a burger. I didn't get a steak or nothing. I got a burger, but still, my burger was like $12. That's $12.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't fucking know. But all I know is when they brought the ticket, I was like, we're going to have to come here more. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we're watching this pool tournament going. So apparently she's in like a pool league where they do eight ball and nine ball back to back.
Yeah.
And they're trying to play so that they can actually play in Vegas and shit.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool because I saw her. I was like, hey, that's – and Kim was like, yeah. And then I was like, where's your old man? And he was like, I don't know. But then about 30 minutes later, he walks in with Declan. So they come walking in. You know, Declan, he's young as shit. So I was like, Declan. And he looked up at me, and I was like, can I get your autograph? And he was like, his daddy just, he was laughing his ass off. He's like, how y'all doing, you know? Yeah. But I thought it was cool, though, you know, just running into that little kid. He looked at me like, the fuck?
Yeah.
I was like, turn it around. It was wild, man.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure he was just like, what?
He was like, who's this guy?
Stranger danger.
Yeah, exactly.
He does that shit to me. Like, if I see him, I'm like, hey, Declan.
You're my neighbor.
I'm like, bro, I see you every day.
He's not got to that trust in nature yet. You got to be a woman, probably.
No, I mean.
You remember me? Nope.
Every now and again, he'll come up and, Mr. Josh, this. But sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it's like.
It's like, oh, no. I don't know this cat. Yeah, he damn sure didn't know me. But I knew him. Yeah. He won't read it. His daddy won't start with. He was like, what the fuck is this talking about, young? He's like, oh, how y'all doing? But that's cool to run into them.
I tell you, I think about, them because they're from New York. And Blake's from New York. Blake's from a different part of New York. He's from the part where folks are a little more like us.
Old country.
Yeah. But
upstate area.
Is that what you call it, upstate? Mm-hmm. I always get it mixed up because they say where I talk about, like, Rochester and all is not upstate. But anyways.
No, that's Western.
There's an exodus. Central. There's obviously an exodus from New York right now.
Yeah.
Because I see a million New York license plates every fucking day, it seems like. Everywhere I go.
That's pretty crazy working from home.
Well, I'm talking. Well, I ride around every day.
I watch WREL a lot.
No, I mean, I ride around.
Fucking traffic cams.
I take my kids to and from school every day, so I see cars on that. But
maybe it's just your neighborhood.
And then, of course, after work, I take them to karate's and all that shit. But anyways, the trip I took to Myrtle Beach a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
We're down there in Myrtle Beach, and I mean, there's, thousands of people there, obviously. Every single one had a New York license plate in their belt. And I'm not shitting you. Like, I walked down the damn, we're in the parking deck, and I'm like, New York, 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 New York.
You went to Myrtle Beach during New York week.
I get. Or they love some Myrtle Beach.
Last time I went to Myrtle Beach, it was a Yee-Yee festival. A bunch of fucking squatter tribes. A bunch of white kids, like, fucking daddy's money and shitty trucks, like.
I mean,
you got to look at the silver lining, though. So, they didn't say North Carolina.
Yeah.
So, they have not changed the registration yet.
So, they don't live here. Like,
yeah. That's a good, that's a silver lining. Yeah. You got to take it in, man.
Yeah. But to tell you, one thing I do wonder, too, though. Especially nowadays, they talk so much shit about the South, but then why are you coming down here to enjoy the South? I don't get it.
They're not enjoying the South. They're enjoying the beaches.
That is the South.
It's not just the beaches. It's also our way of living. The problem is they come and try to change our way of living.
Yeah.
That's the issue. Because we don't go and try to change their way of living. We go and we take it in and we're like, holy shit, we got to get the fuck back home.
Yeah, I got to get out of here.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I've never been to New York. I've flown over it. I seen the Statue of Liberty from a plane. I would love to visit, but that's all I want to do.
Well, what I would say about New York is it almost makes me want to cry. Because of the people there.
Right.
Because they have turned a place that... New York City is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But then you got the politics behind it, so now you don't want to be there.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and then, of course, they got... Now, crime is going out of control, things like that, because streets, of the politics.
See the streets there in, like, Chicago and even in California, just, like, they're just shitholes, man. Yeah. Like, they you can actually smell how disgusting they are, you know?
I mean, it probably depends on where you're at, I guess, but... Last time I went is when it was okay. It wasn't very, the politics and all that bullshit hadn't gotten all.
Did you go post 9/11?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen the memorial.
I had a chance like a year before the towers fell to go to New York. And I should have gone. I wish I did. But, you never know.
Yep. No, I never got to go before the towers fell. But I've been cool. 3 times after.
Yeah.
And, of course, I've been upstate and all. I visited Blake, twice up there, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yep. Man.
I tell you, a place with a lot of fucking land, dude. Pennsylvania is just fucking ridiculous. It's so much fucking land there, though. It's just open, vast land that's like, who the fuck owns this shit?
The Amish.
Yeah.
There's a big Amish.
We went for some drag races in Pennsylvania, and me and my dad, we left, after I got out of work. So, it was 3 o'clock when we got to our hotel. I'm like, get into the car. I'm like, it smells like pure fucking cow shit out here. He's like, I don't know. And there's nothing around us. It's just like a fucking Hampton Inn. Like, you come over a hill and then a fucking Hampton Inn. Like, and that's the only fucking thing.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. But We come out, like, we go in, go to bed, everything, come out in the morning. It's literally like a fucking cow pasture with a Hampton Inn in the middle of it. And then there's, like, New Holland Tractor down the road. And I was like, oh.
Okay.
I know that.
That's but cool.
I was like, I mean, explains why I smell like cow shit.
That reminds me of the Holiday Inn in Indiana. It was the same way. It was like wheat fields, and then there's a hotel. Like, what the fuck? Like, why is that here?
Now, I will say one thing.
Like nothing there.
One thing I do like about Pennsylvania is Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh's pretty cool.
I've been to Hershey. Never been to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I've
never
been to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's pretty cool. I like Pittsburgh. But
drove through Philly.
I mean, it was a long time ago. Yeah. You know, things have changed. It was 20 plus years ago. It's when Three Rivers Stadium was still there.
Yeah.
Jerome Bettis played for the Steelers.
God.
That's how long ago it was. So, I mean.
Jerome Bettis. Fucking short bus.
Oh, I remember we went to Hershey, Pennsylvania when I was, like, young. And we're trying to, like, once again, like, because I guess my family's just chronically late for everything. But we got out there, like, it was dark out, and we're, like, trying to find somewhere to eat, but we were also trying to, like, find, like, the fucking factory, because it's like, oh my god, like, Hershey factory, right? We get out of the fucking, you guys know what Friendly's are? Like, Friendly's restaurants?
Yeah.
We found one of those that was open, so that's where we ate, but we're like, it smells like fucking chocolate out here. Like, yeah. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
Fucking next day, we're driving by the Friendly's, we're like, oh, there's the fucking chocolate factory, like, right behind it. It. Like, oh. But all their streetlights are like little Hershey Kisses and shit.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that.
I went into Westchester, and it's not far from Hershey.
Yeah.
But we went through there. But Philadelphia sucks. It's horrible.
Yeah, I've never been to Philly.
But I went to a place up there. We drove, and the girl I was dating at the time, her mother, her grandfather had passed. And so it was a big deal for their family or whatever. So I went up there with her, and we're probably fucking 30 miles in of seeing nothing. Like, there's nothing. And then we come into this little town, but it's like a little, it's weird because when we got there, it was like really busy, like Raleigh.
Yeah.
But it didn't seem big, like a bit, because I never heard of the fucking place. It's not like, you know, we landed in Charlotte or something, or just you've heard, oh, this is so-and-so Pennsylvania. I've heard of this. It was just in the middle of fucking nowhere. And they said, you know, we got there like 3 hours early. So I was like, hey, I'm going to go up to the store. And she was like, well, why don't you just walk? It's only a few blocks down. I'm like, okay, fuck it. So I start walking down the sidewalk, and these little houses, you know, they're so close to each other. And every single little house as you go by, it's got its own personality. And it's just this really old town, man. It's really, really old. And I was just walking down the fucking road, man. And I was seeing people, and I'd wave at them. Of course, they thought that was weird, I guess. It's weird, man. It's like, you're up there. Yeah, like, there. What the
up
fuck?
Up there, you don't do that.
Yeah, right. Up there, you don't wave at them. No. You get into a fight.
I'm just trying to find a pack of Marlboros, you know? Yeah. So I'm walking to the and it cost me like $12. What the fuck? But yeah. So I was like, fuck it, I still want them, you know. But I'm walking down the sidewalk, and I'm just sitting there looking. I'm thinking to myself, I'll never be here again. I can't imagine why would I ever be in that town again? And I'm just trying to take it in, man, because I'm like, look at the mural on the side of this building here. Or look at this planter this woman just put all this time into, or whatever. Just little shit. And I'm like, oh, that's a beautiful little place right there. And, you know, this is... I feel like, man, like, we do ourselves a disservice so much to not take that shit in. Mm-hmm. But we should.
Yeah.
Because we'll never see it again. Like, even if you just go and you're just out working for a week somewhere where you've never been before, and you're just the smallest shit, man. It's like just the smallest fucking details, man. We don't fucking think about them, man. We're just like this all the time, you know, or whatever, you know. It's like, I took it in, dude. I did.
And yeah, because, I mean, for... most part, you're just thinking, I'm just walking down the street and just going to the store. So what?
Yeah.
You know, you ain't thinking about it.
There were some neat fucking little places there, man, you know, which I know you guys will probably go to Charleston if you haven't already been.
Yeah.
Charleston's awesome too, man.
I love Charleston.
That's a great place. It's the same thing there. It's like just a little shit, like on the way to the Oyster Bar. Check out that little house right there that this mom and pop just sitting there chilling, you know. They're retired, and they wave at you when you go by, and you're like... look at the work that they've put into their fucking place. Just look at look how she painted this. But just those little details, man. We don't fucking look at that stuff, man.
That's how. Like, I haven't been to Charleston, but like, we went to the Keys. Like, we were just walking around. Like, we were like walking around like some of like the side streets, like off like the like was it Durant Street or Duval Street or whatever fucking mm-hmm. it is. But like some of like the like little fucking houses and shit.
Yeah.
Like some of them are just so fucking cool, and it's like plus it's like goddamn, like some of these fucking houses survive fucking like Cat 5 fucking hurricanes and shit.
They're still there, man. Yeah. That's cool. That's really cool.
I'm surprised the island is still there.
And I still swear, if you're listening to the show and you live in the Keys, please let me know if you see a monkey running around, because I swear I saw a monkey running fucking through an alley.
You probably did.
That's racist.
No, man, it was like an actual monkey. Like, had a tail and everything. Like, nah. God damn, you fucking set me up for fucking failure on that
I'm
one.
I'm not, dude. I'm not. It's just funny. That was an actual woman. It's an actual woman. God damn. Fucking, I'm never listening to the Gorillaz again.
Did
you guys can go to hell.
I like the Gorillaz.
I do too, man. They're fucking great, man.
Set me up.
No, dude. I did not. I didn't even push you. I didn't even push you.
Where's the most impressive place you've been?
Like just for like,
just like when you got there and you're either walking around the city or just in whatever place you're in, you're just like, wow, look at this shit.
Like
this.
Something you just were not expecting.
Yeah, just like, oh my God, look at this, you know.
That's a great question.
Honestly, for me, probably New York City.
Yeah.
Just because I like a lot of like, I like a lot of like how like buildings are built and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so much fucking like architecture and.
Yeah, well, there he is. The just thing with New York.
Amazing fucking achievements.
Well, the thing with New York City is, you know, folks like us from little small places like this, well, I mean, we don't see a building pretty much where we can't see just, you know, looking straight forward.
Right.
You know, New York City, you're like.
Typically see the top of it. Like, hell. You know. Yeah.
You can look at buildings and it's in the fucking clouds and you can't see the top of it. Yeah. I'm like, fuck.
That's amazing. Yeah. You know. I've never been to New York. Honestly, I'd have to say probably the Hoover Dam.
Oh, yeah.
As weird as that sounds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The Hoover Dam is fucking awesome.
It's amazing, man. Like, it's just amazing. It's breathtaking to me.
You're gonna laugh at mine. Because mine is when I was 12 years old. I was a full-fledged baseball player.
Chuck E. Cheese.
You know what I mean? Full-fledged baseball player.
Well, hasn't been to New York that much, so it wasn't Cooperstown.
Cooperstown's awesome.
And that's in Ohio, right?
I've seen Cooperstown.
Where's Cooperstown?
It's New York.
Is it?
I've seen Cooperstown, but I've not been there. You know what I'm saying? But I've seen a whole lot of great shit to show that I want to fucking go.
But that's, I mean, that was mine, was the Toronto Blue Jays ballpark.
That's awesome. Dude. Yeah.
No, we
I don't think, that's, no, I wouldn't laugh at that.
I don't know, like the fucking, I don't know, I mean, I can't say, well,
it's all the history still kind of New York City, too, you know. Yeah.
But like when Yankee Stadium's old stadium before they tore it down, like before they built the new one and all that, like,
yeah,
I went to a bunch of games and like, we'd get there early and just like walk around the fucking stadium and it's just, it's so fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
Was so fucking like nostalgic.
Yeah.
To think about it now, you know.
Yeah.
Because what was it? When I was there, I was 12. I don't think Joe Carter was on the team anymore. But it was like right after that era.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was in the Sky Dome and they had the Hard Rock Cafe up there and you can go up there into the cafe and then they're having batting practice. And you could be sitting there eating this. Boom!
Yeah.
You're like, fuck. Him hitting balls off the damn windows and shit up there.
I didn't see a lot of shit when I was a kid, man. So like when I got older, I got to actually like push myself to go to different places. Yeah. I think when I was a kid though, I was 14. No, I was 13. Turned 13 years old. My dad took me to Dallas Fort Worth.
Yeah.
And I'd never been to any place like that. You know, most I'd seen is Raleigh. Yeah. You know, and that was amazing. To me, just to see the fucking like the wind turbines and shit, in the fit, like I was like, man,
yeah, they're pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cool as a kid looking out there, like, man, what, that's wild, you know? And they're huge.
That's
you
the
know?
Thing that got me is they're a lot bigger than I thought they were. Like I thought they were big, but when you see them, you're like, holy
the TV
shit,
does zero justice.
Yeah,
yeah, and we got to go to the grassy knoll.
Oh, you know, did you? Kennedy, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. But
excuse me.
And as a kid, I don't think my dad even thought I appreciated it as much as I did. But I'm sitting there just like, man, this is so awesome. Yeah. I hated a plane flight, though. Never flew a plane before that. And
you could fly.
I think so. I could fall. Fall pretty good.
But, I mean, you know how to fucking fly a plane?
I can simulator, take a bathroom man. In there. Learned.
Yeah. I can take a bathroom remember in there.
Remember that shit?
Yeah. Yeah. They still got it.
Flight simulator?
Yeah.
Flight bathroom. Simulator is awesome.
It's man. On sale right now. Microsoft Store.
My computer won't fucking run it.
Dude, my ears popped so bad. It took like hours for me to actually be okay again.
Yeah,
it
down,
was
man.
So bad, dude. I tried that. I tried taking off. I mean, it didn't matter. And look, I had a headache a day after I went to Pennsylvania. I mean, where did we buy that fucking drill rig? Where did we go buy that drill rig? I told y'all about it. I went to Connecticut. We went to Connecticut to buy a fucking drill rig, and it took me a day after that before my fucking headache went away just from the just from landing. It's not even it's just when they land, it's just like, what the hell? Oh, son of a bitch. I was enjoying that movie, you know? So
mine was when they first took off. I remember my first time flying.
Some airports, like, so the airport, like, where I lived up north, the airport, Albany Airport, they take off, like, steep out of there. Because just, I don't know, for whatever reason, New York, like a lot of New York airports are just really bad, like for turbulence and shit.
Yeah.
Well, New York airport, damn, you look like you're falling into water.
Yeah.
Was it LaGuardia, I think it is?
I think LaGuardia.
Yeah. When you
I think that JFK and LaGuardia both have runways that run out to the water.
Yeah, because you're sitting there, you're like, oh shit, are we going in the water? Yeah. Like, oh fuck, wait a minute now.
Didn't they say this seat was a flotation device?
Like, I seen it in the movie, but let's not try.
Can I get like, one that bounces off, in a cornfield?
But like when you take off, like you fucking, I don't know, it's weird. Like you know, you just fucking all of a sudden you're like, oh shit.
Oh yeah.
And then like you hit like that turbulence where it's like, okay, we're climbing, and you can feel it climbing, and all of a sudden it's like, and you feel like you just drop like fucking 25 feet, and it's like, oh shit, this is it.
I'd say for about 10 years of my life, my dad flew out every single weekend and flew in, you know, at the end of the week. So he told me that you could always tell a naval pilot versus somebody who just went to the schooling to get the pilot's license.
Yes.
Then, like he said, the naval pilots, you know, or people in the Air Force, he said, man, they don't give a shit. They're going to put it exactly where they want to, and they're going to do it right now, and they'll just be like, whoop. And just land that bitch where the other ones are just like, oh, nice one. Yeah. Hope you enjoyed your flight. There's an extra bag of pretzels beside you.
What's with airline pilots always been like, all right, we're going to be taking off here in about 15 minutes. We got Southwest Airways out in front of us. And,
You know, if I was a pilot, I would just have to do it for shits and giggles and, you know, throw that Southern accent in there for real.
Yeah.
It's about, all right, folks, buckle up. We got us about 3,000 horsepower in this bad boy. We're going to see what this bitch can do. Wow! Take off down the runway.
Pulling on Michael Walter. Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Let's go flying! Do shit like that just to mess with the folks.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd my favorite great. Time on an airplane,
not
though.
Cuss, but, you know.
I was, my parents went out to Vegas.
Mile High?
And I was meeting them out there. Okay. There's one of the drag races out there. And, like, I flew out by myself. Like, they were already out there. And,
You can't Mile High by yourself.
Huh?
Nothing. You can.
You can't do what by myself?
Mile High.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you, I mean, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Sir, fuck? We're going to need you to put your seatbelt on.
Is there skaters in this plane?
But, you know, like, some airplanes, they got, like, three rows, like, fucking of old people. Three rows of fucking seats. My story has to do with an old person.
three rows of old people. So when
I left, because I left New York.
Kevin!
I left New York, and it was cold as shit in New York when I fucking left. So right. I put on a pair of gym shorts, and I put sweatpants on over them. So we get, like, we're flying around Vegas, and, like, once we got, like, over, like, the fucking Rockies, it was just fucking sunny. Like, not a fucking cloud in the sky. Pilot comes on. He's like, yeah, weather's about 80 degrees. So I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, we landed. And they're like, oh, yeah, it's beautiful and sunny out. Like, they gave the weather report again. I'm like, fuck this. I fucking rip off my fucking sweatpants. Fucking old lady next to me. She's like, ooh. And I'm like, no, I got gym shorts.
It's gym shorts.
She's like, I thought you were...
Starter.
She's like, I thought you were taking your pants off. And her fucking husband's like, what's going on?
What'd you say?
That's hilarious.
Hey, won't like the...
She's really guy. Excited, though.
Give me, like, the Family Guy old man.
Guess who? Yeah. Take I like to watch you take your pants off. Get that fat ass back over here.
Oh, fucking got yelled at the airport because the first time I went to Vegas, like, I wasn't old enough to gamble. And went to the slots at the fucking airport.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And hell yeah. Little fucking fat security guard's like, how old are you, sir? I'm like, old enough to gamble. He's like, you're not old enough.
I love Vegas.
We need a Vegas trip.
We do. Bad.
You know what? I wasn't expecting. We landed in Vegas. It was like 4 o'clock. And it did not look like Vegas to me because I've always seen Vegas in movies and it won't Vegas. So I was like, is this it? Like, for real?
Yeah.
And then you got to the strip and saw something really
no,
different.
No, when the strip even, and I was like, what the fuck, man? And then night falls.
Yeah.
And it's totally fucking different.
Yeah.
But I mean, how many times you walk through your fucking living room in the middle of the day in Christmas and it felt like Christmas in your living room? It don't until night falls. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a totally different.
Unless you're like walking like through like the fucking casinos and shit.
Yeah exactly. Like, but we were just trying to make it to the hotels, and I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, that's why the Hoover Dam was like my favorite part of my Vegas trip. You know, because I'm like, but during the day, this bitch looks great.
I'd never made it to the Hoover Dam. We were supposed to go twice to the Hoover Dam. 20 minutes away from fucking
Vegas.
We were having too much fun.
Dude, how crazy is it, though, when you see a fucking a place in the desert and you're like, oh, hell yes, right there. And it takes you 45 fucking minutes to get there.
It's like, I can see it, but it's not getting any fucking closer.
But then you got that one guy that's like, oh, that's just right down there. You want to walk? I'm like, fuck you. You know how long it took us to drive there? It's not going to happen.
Well, we did that because we wanted to go to the Space Needle one,
The stratosphere.
That's where I stayed at.
And we're like, hey, let's go to the stratosphere. And we're on like the other side of the strip pretty much. We're like, well, it's right there. We'll just walk.
Yeah.
We're walking. We're like, fuck, we're not even in Vegas anymore. Where is this place?
The problem is walking through Vegas. Like, if you're on one side of the street, eventually you're going to have to stop being on that side of the street because you're going to have to take the fucking escalator. You got to go up. Then you got to fucking walk a bridge or on the other side of the street, take an escalator down, cross the fucking street. Then you're going to take another escalator up back across the street.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus Christ. Why didn't they just put another escalator in?
Oh, God, man. We had a great time, dude, man. We took the whole company out there. And those boys, man, they were.
We were out there and they had the CMA Awards going on.
Oh, Lord.
And like, so we're like, we're going to find these bitches.
Yeah.
And we're walking like through like these fucking hallways. And I swear to God, this fucking, like, we went downstairs and we went down some more stairs. And then the fucking hallway is just like straight. And it's like, we've been walking for like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And we haven't got to a fucking CMA award yet. Like,
yeah.
I just never found them. I just gave up. I'm like, we need to find a fucking exit door. Like, finally found like a door that said exit. I'm like, we went outside, a bunch of fucking limos and shit out there, like fucking people waiting for like all the country stars. And I'm like, what the fuck? We were probably like right there.
These boys we went to.
They're probably like right behind the door.
I went out there with a bunch of roughnecks from here, you know. Yeah. And they was like, hey, man, let's go see the Hoover Dam. So we did. That was great. Everybody was sober at that point.
I was
somewhere pissed. along that time, it started to get lit up. And they were like, we need to find a store. Well, it ain't a whole fucking lot of stores out there when you're out toward the Hoover Dam or out in that direction. You're not. The Hoover Dam ain't near the fucking city.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we're driving and driving. There's a little store there. It's like, okay, fuck it. Let's go up in this store and buy some beer. He's like, I'm going to buy me a case. I'll share it with all the rest of you. Okay. Buys a case. Goes up in there. Look, we go in this store. The only beer they have is in on a fucking pallet in the middle of the store, and it's warm.
Yeah, that's how it is in places.
We're like, okay, fuck it. So we bought it. Started drinking some warm-ass beer. My man said, we're in a 15-passenger van. My man said, hey, man, I got to pee. Pulled over, gets out to go pee. And my boss is driving us at the time, one of the owners of the company. And he's not a drinker. Does not drink, has never drank. He just, it ain't his shit, you know. And he's sitting there where he's like, come on, Jamie. We got to roll. And Jamie's like, hey, don't people eat cactuses?
Oh, shit.
I swear to God, this dude picked up a piece of cactus and bit into it. And it had all that fiberglass fucking shit. And he was like, oh, he started spitting out shit. And then all of a sudden his cousin's like, damn, is that a bear? And I'm like, what? If we look over there, it's one of them little fucking, like looks like a chipmunk. But yeah. It's in the fucking desert.
Like a prairie dog?
Like yeah, I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's like poking his head in. It's like, I ain't a fucking bear, man. What the fuck? We got to go, dude. It was so fucked up, man. We have talked about it so many times since then, though.
Dude, so the first time, like...
I'm going to Vegas the first week of December.
Well, that's when we're going.
Let's go.
I mean, I'll be there already. We can meet up.
The first time, like, me and my family, we went out to Vegas. My mom's like, I think I was 16. And my mom's like, you know, we were going to the fucking Grand Canyon. Well, you turn off, like, the Grand Canyon road, which now it's all fucking paved, which is fucking glorious. But we're in, like, a fucking Dodge Charger that we rented.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, do you want to drive, like, now that we're off the main, like, road, like, do you want to drive to the fucking, you know.
The hole in the ground.
The hole in the ground. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, fuck yeah. So I hop in and everything, and I'm fucking cruising, and like I'm fucking getting cocky and confident and fucking
talking like Joe Dirt.
This motherfucker's got a Hemi.
Dude, I come around a fucking like, there's like a fucking hairpin, and I come around and I almost hit a fucking cow.
Oh my
like,
God.
One of them fucking cows, like with like the really big, like fucking fat ass fucking horns.
Steer, fucking steer.
Yeah, like, I fucking almost hit that bitch. Scares me. I'm like, why is there a fucking cow in the fucking desert?
Yeah.
Like,
you don't belong here. It's fucking hilarious.
But the one thing I still haven't seen yet is when you, after you like go over to Hoover Dam and you're like going back like up the fucking mountain or whatever.
Yeah.
They got signs for like the fucking mountain goats. And it's crazy as shit because it's like, how the fuck is there going to be a mountain goat? Because the fucking walls of this canyon where you're saying the goats
and
are.
They're on
are
the top
degrees.
Of that bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, they are.
I want to see one.
Dude, they're fucking great, man.
They gotta be.
Those fucking goats, though.
I couldn't climb that motherfucker sober, and they're fucking climbing it with
it's
fucking
ridiculous.
Four tiny feet.
It's ridiculous. Oh, my gosh. You ever seen people hunt those motherfuckers? I mean, to try to get up on a fucking mountain goat, dude.
No.
It's so fucking hard, man. So they're sitting there like, oh, my God. I mean, he put days in trying to get at these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And then when you shoot them, it's so hard to tell the difference between a male and a female because they both grow the horns.
Right.
It's so hard to tell the difference, and you can only shoot. And look, when you try to register a tag, you have to put in a lottery system, and you might get a tag one out of every fucking 5 years.
So here's what you do.
It's
for
ridiculous.
That,
yeah.
Being that Vegas is Vegas, you're already in that area. There's a lot of adult stores. You just buy like a fucking strap on. So that way, when you if you do shoot a female, you just fucking. It's got a dick.
Nobody ever sees a dick, too, when they're looking through the scope. They're like, oh, yeah, it's a penis. Let's shoot this motherfucker.
It's like,
look but this, I mean, you can take a nanny, though, but it's the problem is, like, if you do, then you can't hunt for, like, 15 years or some shit.
Good God.
For that species, man, it's wild, dude. But they're protected, man. You know?
I mean, it's the same way with duck hunting. They're like, you can't shoot this kind of duck. Like, motherfucker, he's flying 100 miles an hour.
How do you know,
man? I'm just shooting at
him. Listen, I know a lot of duck hunters, but I ain't never met one that said I knew exactly what the fuck I was shooting before I put
No,
him
most
in.
Exactly.
Most of the ones, I mean, especially working where I do, 90% of the time it's like, you got like a couple flocks flying around you. Like, how the fuck do you know what's what? Like, I mean, yeah, sure, you might be able to tell like some mallards and But I'm like, how can you tell what's what? Like, when shit, like, it's really in the moment.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like,
you don't.
You're like,
no fucking way.
You don't. If you shoot the wrong one, you just fucking hope that nobody sees it and get out of there.
Okay, exactly. So look at all the restrictions you have on fishing, right? You pull one out and you're like, oh, that's not long enough. But he's already been out of water too long, so he's dying. What do we do? You got to put him back.
Yeah, let him float.
Why?
Can I
you
put
know
him
what I'm saying? Like,
back
what I don't understand.
On a hook.
What
I don't understand at work.
Why can't you harvest the son of a bitch? It's dead anyways.
Yeah, that's your government.
At least enjoy it, man. I think the government should have involved the Native Americans. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, the Native Americans don't have to have it.
I'm talking about trying to make the best of everything that you catch. You know what I mean? As opposed to being like, oh, he's not going to make it. Just tore his lungs out, but he's not long enough, so. I've heard that before.
I don't know. I've had some bad experiences fishing. Not bad experiences, but like where I kind of forget like what I'm out there doing. And it's like, I'm going to get my fucking hook back. Like, fuck your fishy life. Like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, this motherfucker's dead, but I got my hook.
You ever seen those tools that it's got, it's like a, it's a little eye hook at the very end, and you can like put it around the line and just go down, and it just literally pulls that bit right out. Yeah. Like, it'll go like,
yeah, because it like pinpoints that,
it's
like
straight deep like, throats the fish and then comes out with a hook sitting there. Like, what the fuck?
It's like magic.
It is, man. It's wild.
Yeah, I've seen that shit.
That's got to be
you fucking do that. Fish is like,
yeah, daddy.
The Chinese had to invent that motherfucker.
Probably.
Yeah.
No. Probably not.
It's the
only
way we're getting down there.
Probably not.
It's the only way we're getting down there.
The Chinese kill everything.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And themselves. Kill,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I reckon so. Have y'all seen? Dude, you, I don't know. I know it's like a total 180 from fucking fishing and shit. But you brought up.
Oh, we went from Vegas to fucking
dude,
fish.
Yes. It's all good, man.
You talk about Chinese.
We do a lot of 180s on this bitch.
And talking about killing everything and shit like that. Did you see the damn videos from Shanghai? And because they're in lockdown right now, they can't go anywhere until there's zero COVID, period.
Right.
So they can't go to the market to do anything. And they're like, there's folks hollering and screaming out the windows. So somebody took a video in Shanghai, and I mean, it sounded like a fucking horror movie. Everybody's, and I'm talking about like millions of fucking people doing this shit.
Yeah, it's like, that's
like a whole bunch of them.
That's mental instability, man.
I was like, holy fuck. Well, I mean, they're screaming because, I mean, if they can't, there was one guy. I saw a video.
Well, I mean, they have, like, I mean, they're locked down to the point, like, where if people die, like, in your house, like...
Yeah, you're just dead.
They're just dead in your house. Like, no one's coming to get them.
Exactly. And then they were talking about, one guy was fussing and fighting with him. He was like, how am I supposed to feed anybody? I can't go anywhere. I can't... How am I supposed to make money? I can't do anything. And he's like, I have no food. I have nothing.
Yeah.
Is that how it sounded?
Well, no, it was... I was reading subtitles.
You hope that's what the subtitle said.
That's it. No, I mean, that's what
came
they
out of
said.
China.
Whether he, I mean, the bad part, like, you know, with Chinese stuff too, you never know because always, like, when I go to the Chinese restaurants and stuff, and they're like telling my order to the guy behind them, right? Like, you know, he wants dumplings and this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're fucking cussing him out like they hate his guts. You're like, dude, just calm down. I just want dumplings. Like, don't kill the guy.
It's like, first off, I'm going to need you to stop yelling at me.
Just chill out.
Second off, I would like to place my order.
Like, whoa. Like, it's kind of like German. Like, everything they say just seems so mean and blunt. Just like, oh, shit, dude, calm down.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Wonder how they read text. You know?
How do you text in Chinese?
This motherfucker. They just have stamps that they hit. Soy sauce.
Soy sauce. Like,
that's
why
I tell everybody with one of those Chinese.
I mean, we got the
tattoos.
We got like the whole keyboard going on like our phones.
Well,
now.
They got keyboards too, just like that.
But what are they?
No, their keyboards look like that, but they're Chinese.
They're
but
Chinese
they have like a million fucking symbols, like compared
their
to
their keyboards are bigger. Scroll left.
I'm going to need a fucking, like, MacBook
so next
Pro.
So next time you see somebody with a Chinese symbol on them, okay, you know what happened? For a long time, people got Chinese shit put on them and tattooed on them.
Yeah. And
my cousin's one of them. She's got some shit on her foot. It's supposed to mean love.
What does it mean?
Well, I've also seen a bunch of shit that means love that don't look nothing like that. So, you know what I'm saying? So every time I see her, I'm like, oh, I love that soy sauce tattoo, you know? Like, because she can't even deny it. She can't. She pulls something that was close, and she'd be like, no, but look, you see how it's like, no.
If I squish it together.
Maybe it don't look like that. No.
It's in cursive.
No. I'm pretty sure that means Mandarin duck, actually. Or
first
something
off.
Like, just fuck with them, though.
First off,
what
that's
the fuck
Korean.
Are they going to do? Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're going to get, like, something put on you.
You might want to look at
it. And then so many people, like, just
well,
like.
People told me.
People just, like, walking in a tattoo, like, parlor, and be like, oh, I want one that says peace. And they'll say, like, peace of ass, or, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't ever know.
Tattoo artist is like,
I am a peace.
Right. I mean, shit, you might get a tattoo artist goes on Google. Or,
well, they say that tribal means shit. Like, all tribal means shit. Well, I got tribal on my arm because I felt like it fucking fit. Like, I feel like this shit right here just fit my arm at. In the moment, you know what I'm saying? But
well,
to me,
yours,
it looks like a bird and
yours,
a fish.
Yours actually works.
Yeah.
Yours works, though.
I don't know what the fuck it means. If it means
yours
what
means
the fuck does that mean?
It fits.
We'll have to Google it.
Mine means there's a bird, there's a fish behind the bird.
I see, it looks like a wave.
So, I don't know. I really just want to go somewhere and have somebody just, like, hit it and just be like, hey, man, I'm just going to, like, add on to this shit and see where
if
it
I'm
going
to get, like, some kind of foreign anything put on me, like, I'm going to go to that place to find out what the fuck it actually is first.
If I'm going to get some kind of foreign you anything need to go on to me, fucking Samoa. I'm going to get a mail order bride.
I'm definitely not going to get a Chinese word.
No. Like, yeah, you can't get
Chinese. I don't have any Chinese in my family.
It's not even beautiful.
Yeah, and I mean, like
most,
you said.
It's the most romantic fucking language.
Alice.
Yeah, like I said, they sound like they're yelling at somebody all the time. I would love to learn it, though. It'd be cool as shit to learn it.
Say I love you in German.
Nein! Oh, fucking Mitch Hedberg. I remember
calm
that,
down,
that
Adolf.
A comedian, Mitch Hedberg. He said, when I'm hungry and I want like 10,000 or something, I eat rice. Yep. He had the driest shit. It's just a little one-liners, but dude, he was on it.
Yeah. He said, I got lost in the woods one time and I built a house. I said, fuck it, I'm not lost.
Exactly. I love it, man. It's just so fucking dry, dude. Dry as fuck, dude.
So my kid the other day, she was talking about like,
he said, hold on, I'm sorry.
No, Josh reminded me of something.
He said, every book is a child's book if the kid can read.
That's fucking true. But my kid, she came up to me with like a bunch of shit like that. Like,
that's some great shit, like, man.
You know, it's just like weird fucking shit. Like, she's like, and she's just like reading the shit off her phone. She's like, at some point, you'll talk to somebody for the last time. I'm like, yeah. But like,
keep going.
But like, but she just like kept coming up with the shit. I'm like,
That's good though.
Well, how about this shit? I'm like, your house is outside. You can be standing outside, but if you go in your house, you're inside. Even though your house is still outside. And she's like, what the fuck?
Wait a minute.
She's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Okay, I'm like, hit this though.
It's not even that deep, but.
We're too close to 420. Why do we drive on a parkway and park on your driveway? Where'd your lap go when you stand up?
It's gone. Where'd my ass go? I just ain't got one.
Oh my gosh, dude. The one-liners are the fucking best.
Yeah.
Well, Mitch Hedberg was damn the best at him.
He was
for
a king,
sure.
Dude, man. What did he die of? Fucking alcohol poisoning or?
Drugs, I think.
Drug overdose?
Yeah.
Yeah. He liked drugs. He definitely looked like a fucking hippie.
Yeah, he did.
Speaking of drugs.
He looks like he had something
and
on
people
the
dying.
Album.
There's a dude in like Ohio, broke his wife out of a assisted living facility and spent like the last hours of her life getting drunk, doing meth, and having sex. And he went to jail. I was like, that's love in like its purest form.
It is. What? It's like, what if that
she
was
went
like
out.
Her last time with
she? I mean, she probably went out not feeling a fucking thing,
right.
First off. Like,
oh, yeah.
I was like, dude looked like a fucking meth head, though.
Really?
But yeah. I mean,
like Mitch Hedberg?
Yeah.
Did that kill her, or was she already going to die? She's already going to die, right?
Yeah, she was on her way out.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I agree.
Assisted suicide is frowned upon.
Well, that wasn't assisted suicide. That was a, what do you call it? You know, that was just
I mean, the most he...
Blowing it out before you blow out, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
Just having fun before you go.
Yeah, I mean, if I know, like, for a fact, I'm going to die, I'm going to go out and do a bunch of crazy shit.
I might. I don't know.
Like, I mean, I'm not going to, like, go, like, you know, some people are like, oh, I'm going to go fucking, like, GTA on everybody. No, fuck that. Like, I'm just going to go out and fucking have a good fucking time.
Yeah, I mean, you ain't got to fucking put anybody else down just because you're going out. Yeah. I agree with that.
Unless I have a hit
list.
You're talking about when
he found out that Groundhog Day was happening every fucking day. And he was like, fuck it. Let's see what the fuck happens.
Yeah.
Like that kind of day, you know?
Yeah.
But, fucking Bill Murray.
Yeah. Fucking legend.
He's fucking great, man.
Dude's old.
He is old. Did like you see the last movie he put out?
Nah.
The
I've seen with, the Ghostbusters
the kid,
movie.
The woman. He's got a little kid. He's like this ornery old ass neighbor that lives beside
a single
mom.
Oh, with the chubby comedian girl there.
Yeah, and
Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And she's got a child, yeah. And they move in next door.
Yeah.
You got to see that movie.
It was actually a good movie.
You got to see that movie.
It's My mom told me about it. I watched it.
It's fucking great, dude.
Yeah.
It's great. I don't even know the fucking name of it.
Yeah. It was a good movie.
But Bill Murray is just, he's flawless in that movie. Like, even as that character.
Yeah.
He's fucking great, man. Like,
well, like, every fucking character like, I've ever seen.
I want to go off with him.
I do, too. I would love to go
golfing. How cool would that be, man?
Yeah. That would be awesome.
We're never going to get to go golfing with him.
Dude, he got to beat the Monstars with Michael Jordan. Right? I'm just saying. He came in at the last second. He's a legend.
Saved the team.
Yeah. He's awesome.
It wasn't MJ. It was Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm. Completely agree.
Did you ever see
Fuck
Zombieland?
LeBron. I'm a Bill Murray fan.
You ever see Zombieland?
Yes.
he fucking shoots Bill Murray. Yeah. He's like, oh, God, I think he's dead. He's like, oh. It's like I'm sleeping.
Those are good movies. My wife was like, I don't want to watch that shit. Like,
I don't want to watch this. Now. This has no... Yeah. Yeah, the thing is, man, though, you got to really have... you got to really have a connect with shit outside of your own self to enjoy stuff like that. Because we obviously are nothing like Bill Murray.
Yeah, no.
I think we're a lot alike Bill Murray.
I know we have qualities like him. I'm just saying so the movies.
Yeah.
And the things that he does in movies.
Oh, yeah,
obviously
yeah.
That's nothing like our lives.
No.
But we remove ourselves from our lives and we get to enjoy the comedy that he finds into those roles.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what makes it different. Yeah. You know. That's why we can sit down and watch the fucking Godfather and our wives are like, I'm not feeling this shit, you know. But we're sitting there and we're like, oh bro,
oh my God.
But look. But,
even after you've seen it like fucking a million times, like,
it's weird because you want breadsticks afterwards or whatever. Like, you know, it's like when you're a kid and you're watching fucking
we need a good chicken
Three park. Ninjas. You get up and you just like kick the air real quick.
Oh, yeah.
When you're going to the bathroom, you'd be like 30, kick the air on the way to the bathroom. Like, yeah, it's just a different. It puts you in a different mode. I feel like
I feel like
women don't get in that mode.
Look like when you're fucking like washing your car, like you're washing your car
every fucking time.
And
you're
fucking
doing the
like,
same fucking, or you pick up chopsticks, you look for a fly. What the fuck? It's weird. It's a weird thing, right? So I feel like we just value movies differently.
Well,
I didn't say that they don't value movies. It's just different. Like, right. They watch Dirty Dancing and they're like, why is this motherfucker not pick my ass up yet? You know what I'm saying?
Where's
like,
my like, pelvic thrust?
Where's my swan dive in the middle of the air when everybody's like, oh my gosh, she's so beautiful. Why'd she get a nose job? You know what I'm saying? Like, they just look at things different.
Oh,
enough,
yeah.
So.
I mean, but, women are wired different.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
there's no fucking doubt. No fucking doubt.
I mean, you get
that.
Some that are like, you know. Wired similar.
Well, look at the music.
Yeah.
The music difference. There's a huge music difference between men and women and what they like. And you can see it simply in stuff like NSYNC's, Backstreet Boys, New Kids on the Block.
I loved NSYNC, man, when I was
you
little.
Know. And then you can
I was
go to
like nine. I was like, this is great.
You can go to like
well, you're supposed to when you're that young though.
Yeah.
And then you get older and your balls drop and you're
yeah,
like, yeah,
like,
fuck these fags.
It's like I
can you say fags on here?
Sure.
Okay.
Bundle of sticks.
We'll just say bundle of sticks from now on.
Cigarette. There you go. Bundle
Fuck
of sticks.
Well, it's a cigarette in like Britain, isn't it?
I would say, yes. Yeah. Yeah, I would say you're right, Josh, to a certain extent. It's weird now how just in, because I've never been with anybody that valued music as much as Kim does. And she'll, dude, something will pop off on the radio and I'm like, damn, it's been a minute. And she's like ripping off every word or whatever,
yeah.
You know.
Steph's
now, you get her on some
me.
Fucking older hip hop and shit. You know she's in it, but like, man, that girl knows every fucking word to every fucking Garth Brooks song there ever was. That's
right.
Just how that's just she's always been like
as
that,
it should
right?
be.
It's weird, like she never had heard someone like Tyler Childers. You mm-hmm. know, she never heard that shit prior.
Well, they're
you know?
Still kind of like Tyler Childers and shit. I mean, they're still like kind of
yeah, they're kind of new.
They are they
look,
are
some
but she
of,
never,
some of them have been around for a
what
while.
What I'm saying is like
coming to light.
I've
mainstream
li- like yeah. I listen to shit and not even realize, but she'll be like, damn, I like that, and then all of a sudden it's in her playlist, and the next time I'm fucking listening to it, I know half the words because I like the song.
Yeah,
but I'm not trying to fucking mimic the song on my laundry room sessions. And she's ripping off every word. She's like, I really loved that song. I'm glad you shared that with me. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, but no, she's into that shit. Like,
yeah.
And it's this is amazing shit, man. I've never had anybody compatible with me in music. Just like, I just wish she could sing like Carrie Underwood or some bullshit like that. Yeah. Which I don't know. I don't even want to say Carrie Underwood because she screams when she sings. She really does. I don't think she don't sound great. But she just like belts it out. I want some, I need to hear like some fucking Etta James.
I will tell you, somebody that can sing that you'll never think can sing. Well, I won't say you wouldn't ever think, but you don't think that she's, because she doesn't
know personally?
No.
Oh.
There's a singer that, Ariana Grande. That chick can fucking sing.
No,
yeah,
no doubt. No doubt.
Like, yeah. Have you watched any of her shit from, like Jimmy Fallon?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where they do, like, the different, like, songs. Yeah. And, like,
she can
together.
Mimic anybody.
Yeah, she can mimic anybody. And she, like, but she can, like, merge, like, fucking songs together and fucking. Yeah. She's great.
You want to know somebody who's fucking talented that I didn't see, that I didn't realize until now? I have respect for the guy because he's an artist and he's pretty popular now. But when he went on Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Fallon started to ask him how he got a start and all this shit, he started talking about his Charlie Puth. He started talking about how he can mimic like in. Any sound that he hears, he knows exactly what chord it's in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's really, really hard to do that. Now, I can get C's, D's, G's, anything major chords, but minor chords, chords to an octave or chords that are suspended, I can't fucking get those, man. Right. I mean, that's retarded. You're talking about putting three chords together and hearing that sound that's way the fuck off, but you know what the fuck it is? This dude, he literally dropped something on his table. He said, "What was that?" He was like, "Ah, it's a C major." You know, I mean, it's weird. And I'm talking about every fucking thing that he fucking does on that show.
Yeah,
like, he keeps on rapping off these
like,
weird
the fucking,
sounds.
The piano guy, like, fucking just, like, hitting, like, random keys.
Well, he was hitting it. Well, see, the piano guy was, like, whenever he would call the chord, the piano guy would play it after that. So he could prove that he was right with it. So
he wasn't he, like, also, like, fucking, like...
he'd hit sometimes, like, but then sometimes he would just be like, what if you hear this sound? And he would just play a random sound, like a trash truck backing up. Bleep, bleep. He said, "You see, that's an alarming sound. It's a nasty sound because it's three chords combined. It doesn't sound proper. It's not like a melodic tune. There's a reason why it sounds like that because it's meant to draw your attention to make you be like, what the hell is that? Yeah. Instead of being like, oh, that's so soothing. Because nobody hears a fire alarm and they're like, oh, I'm going to keep sleeping through that. It's just so nasty.
Yeah.
So he explained that. And whenever he hear anything, you know, the guy on the piano would play it also to show that he was right in his courting.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker could hear, you could just be like, and he'd take exactly what the fuck chord it was, you know. And that's amazing. You know?
That is amazing.
Like that's with ridiculous. Songs, like I play by ear, so... I pick up on some of the stuff, but I can't sit there and tell you every single chord. Like I know when Hank Williams Jr. is playing a song, I can pretty much tell you what chord it's in because it's all he does. He all he uses is major chords, and when he does, it's either in a G, a D, or a. That's all it is to it because that was old country back in the day.
I said it's every country song, ain't it?
Yeah, every country song was like that back in the day. You know, so but that's fucking Charlie Puth, man. That motherfucker's skilled.
Lady Gaga.
It's in there. Oh, she's great.
She's
great. Lady Gaga.
She's great.
Damn.
She should be on the Hangover third. The third Hangover, I think.
The thing that makes me mad about...
They already had a third one.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man.
And then Hangover 4.
Where have I been?
I don't know, but the thing that makes me mad about the Gagas and the Grandes and all that stuff is how well they can sing, but then they do some of the crappiest music.
Yeah, that's just the labels, though.
They do like a hip hop style. It's like, bro, you can sing.
That's the labels, man.
A ballad. Yeah.
They've already sold out, though.
Yeah.
They've already sold out to the labels. It's like Tom Petty. His
when
first
making...
fucking album, it was labeled. And then afterwards, he said, fuck y'all, I'm hiring my band back. And he got the Heartbreakers back in, and he made history.
Yeah, because a lot of times, like, you know, the label hires them off of like shit that they heard. So they're and then they push that.
And you got to wear this. You got to wear this.
And
you got to talk like this.
And then the fucking labels are like, oh, well, we want you to be more this or more that. And then that's where it starts getting fucked up.
Because I'm telling you, man, damn, Lady Gaga, like from the A Star Was Born movie, I think it's named.
Yeah, Star Was Born, yeah.
But anyways, there's a couple songs in that movie that she sings and shit, like, holy cow, bro.
Well, I watched, like, some of the things, like, where her and Bradley Cooper sang, what's the main song? Whatever the main song is in that movie. Like, where they sang it, like, for like the Oscars or some shit. Oh, yeah. Like, dude, like, I mean, just to fucking be able to belt out like that same.
Oh, she's dope,
and
though.
Being live too. Like, I mean, you don't have as much fucking audio, fucking shit fixing. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, that's so, what I'm saying. Man, she's she's ridiculously good. She can sing anything. And,
yeah.
And like I said, it kind of sucks that she does like. Poker effect, and I'm like, are you fucking shitting me?
I love that fucking
song. You can
song.
Sing probably better than that any song woman got, I've ever heard.
That song got me through some rough times.
But still.
But see, the thing about
mainly
it is,
because,
yeah, mainly, but she wrote that one, though. Mm. And if you listen to that song before it was put through all the shit he's talking about, all the sound check and all that shit, like, she wrote that song, and, like, the verses of that song are dope. I don't even like the chorus.
Yeah.
The verses are fucking amazing, you know? And
right.
It wasn't even her version that I really like. It was Cartman's version off of South Park.
I mean, I get the song. The song's, I mean, the lyrics and stuff, I get it and all that. But it's just, it disappoints me that I know what she can do, and that's what she's doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I used to really like Katy Perry, too. And,
dude, Katy Perry was awesome when she started. She was awesome. Yeah. But like we were talking about earlier, she sold the fuck out to the label, man. You know? Dude. Shout out to Joaquin fucking Phoenix, man. Because he killed Walt DeLon.
Yeah.
He murdered that shit. Like, he came in and completely, like, bolted himself into what he felt like Johnny Cash was.
Yeah.
And Reese Witherspoon, that woman can sing her ass off, dude.
You know? Reese Witherspoon's awesome.
They're great. I love to see actors come in like that where you didn't even fucking know. Because, you know, watch 10 fucking movies, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, is that them? And then you see, well, I mean, no, that's their own fucking album and shit.
Like, half the time people, like, think of, like, Reese Witherspoon and think of, like, fucking Clueless. And like, they don't have a fucking idea. Like,
they're clueless.
Yeah. Yeah. What about what's-his-face? Played Dewey Cox.
Yes, John C. Reilly.
Yeah.
He's a fucking amazing dude.
Yeah, he is.
He's my favorite. Like, every single time, Will Smith. Will Ferrell. Fuck that, dude. Every single thing Will Ferrell's in, that John C. Reilly's in, I love John C. Reilly's parts better.
Yeah.
He's fucking great, man. Yeah. I love
it's
that.
It's just
dude.
Crazy. Like,
I just want to meet his ass, man.
Man, like,
he's
I remember,
awesome, man.
I remember when, like, Step Brothers came out and we're like, ah, this movie's fucking great. Like, yeah, who the fuck is this guy? And then, like, I was just, like, scrolling TV one day and Days of Thunder was on and I'm like, no shit.
Yeah.
It's just crazy, like, how you can play, like, some, like, serious roles and fucking...
Yeah.
Just pure fucking stupid comedy, like...
He's great, man.
Like, why you bury me? I'm still alive.
Walk hard.
The Dewey Cox store.
Do you have a Grounds of My Gears?
I can't.
I actually have one this time.
Go. Like,
every time I fucking... God, I won't... Okay, I'm just gonna say, if I say the same thing I've said before... As it grounds my gears,
we'll let you know.
I want that to be your grounds my gears.
I already do that with Josh when he repeats.
Dude,
his
I don't know if I've done this. I don't know if I've said this before or not, dude. But I've been thinking about it a lot, and I was like, I don't think I've said it yet, so I'm just gonna roll with it. I hate fucking autocorrect, man.
Yeah, you said it.
Yeah,
I fucking despise it. No, it keeps happening to me. Like, it happened to me today, and I'm like, man,
your autocorrect is weird.
No, why can't you just let Mine's me weird. Say what the fuck I want to say? Like, I want to say that.
Mine
like,
wouldn't
what
let
the fuck?
Me, mine wouldn't let me type on. It kept changing it
to one
in.
In.
And I'm like, why the fuck? On is a fucking word. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, I'm like,
yeah.
On top of the shelf. It's like in top of the shelf. Like, you mean, what the fuck are you doing?
What you know what's crazy that I've learned on a droid? What
was that?
If you put two periods behind a sentence, it corrects the last word for you and adds that word to it. Every single fucking time I do that. Because I end sentences all the time with two periods. I do it all the time because it's like, it's my way of saying, I ain't done talking yet, but you can say something now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how.
I always say it like, it's like, so. And kind of do like
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. That's my grounds my gears again.
My grounds my gears
again. Is you saying the same thing twice.
Is motherfuckers repeating themselves.
On the fucking air.
I don't think I got one today, man.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that is a good thing. My main grandma.
It's not.
Grandma Gears is, I actually do kind of have one that I may have said before. So we're going to roll into it.
All right.
I can't stand motherfuckers where I'll sit there and I'll do.
You said it before.
Yeah, probably.
I've heard him say that.
I've heard a lot of I can't stand motherfuckers from Josh.
I've definitely heard that.
Well, you know, my work is paperwork. Oh, yeah. That's my work, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, I give fuckers big, pretty pictures, and I show everything they need to know. I mean, Google Earth image showing exactly what's what. We get to the job site. The crane can't sit there. Well, why the fuck not? Well, there's a generator there. You've had this fucking shit for 2 weeks, and you tell me now? When the fucker is there today, goddammit!
I feel like we've had this conversation before, probably. Josh.
Step of extreme violence on this show.
We really need to get cameras.
But now, I mean, and the funny part is the customer is mad. It's, y'all got to come back and do this. You tell me, bud. You've had the shit for 2 weeks with telling you exactly where it's at.
Yeah.
I do have a grinds my gears.
So you gotta do, say something. You have to fucking charge them again for a new trip, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, that sucks.
I do. And I gotta charge them for doing the paperwork over again because I charge for that, too.
Nice.
So
that's just a moneymaker.
Hell yeah.
I mean, yeah, but it's just aggravating shit. It grinds my gears. It really doesn't make me mad. It just grinds my gears, I guess. Anyway, I don't know. It fucking makes me mad.
Mine is also to do with people I deal with at work because I deal a lot with online orders. And when people message me and say they didn't receive their package and I look up, like, they're fucking tracking and shit, and it, like, just fucking arrived. Like, it says, like, it just got there. Right. Like, are you even home? Like, you're probably, like, at your
work.
Have
you checked your mail yet?
And I'm like, one, everybody fucking knows USPS fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that FedEx and fucking UPS really ain't fucking much better.
Right.
But people are like, I haven't got my shit. I'm like, give it time. Like, I can't do anything about it today. Like,
right.
It's supposed to be out today. Like, and I don't know. It just pissed me off. Especially because the post office fucking, I'm on to their fucking scheme. And if you work for the fucking post office, stop it. They fucking scan packages as delivered before they're ever fucking delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Because 90% of the time I tell people, I'm like, listen, fucking post office, like, they're scanning packages, marking packages as delivered, and they'll show up 2 weeks later. And they're like, oh, yeah, my package arrived like a couple days later. I'm like, there you go. So, yep. Fucking USPS, thanks. Stop it.
Give us a good review now.
Well, you can hit us up. Email us, sonsofbatches@gmail.com.
Or visit us on the gram, which I will do better to inform you guys of what we're drinking.
Or hit us up on the Book of Face, please.
Catch y'all next week.
The Book of Faces.